Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another Western podcast. My name is David Martin, and I'm the specification manager at our agency. I am also an IES LA section volunteer, and we're always looking for new volunteers. So if you're interested, please reach out to me. Today's guest is Rob Adams with Cree. He is the Southwestern Regional Sales Manager. Hello, Rob. Welcome.
Hi, David. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's dive in. I guess first question that I do have for you is, why Cree?
Well, David, I've been in Cree Lighting for about 2.5 years now, and I've come to believe that the LED story is really synonymous with the Cree Lighting story. You know, a big part of our history is the fact that LED is all we know. When we started, we weren't transitioning from what is now a legacy technology such as HID or fluorescent. We were really singularly focused on what is next in our industry. When people think of LED lighting, one of the first companies that comes to mind is Cree Lighting. And I think this is for a number of reasons. First and foremost, Cree Lighting is known for innovation, performance, and quality. We have long been considered a pioneer in the industry with a long history of first in LED fixtures. You know, we were the first to develop a lighting class LED diode, the first to develop a commercially viable downlight as well as a troffer, and not to mention the impact we've had on numerous municipalities with our street lighting and outdoor area families.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. The fact that you folks have had zero distractions from other technologies is why made you. That's why made you a pioneer in the industry, and you do have a great point there. I know that we wanted to cover the entire portfolio, but because we have limited time, I think we were going to dive into one product that you folks were looking to relaunch. You want to talk about that one product?
Actually, I'm really excited about the recent upgrades and relaunch to the OSQ Outdoor Area family. It's been a legacy product for us, one of our flagships, extremely versatile and popular in the marketplace. And we've had quite a few upgrades recently to it, and wanted to take the opportunity to speak with you about that. One of the new upgrades is we've increased the efficacy of this fixture up to 167 lumens per watt.
That's impressive.
About a 17% increase in efficacy over the prior generation. We've also added two new lumen packages. We've added 4,000 lumens and 9,000 lumens. And the reasoning for this is, you know, we wanted to provide more flexibility to service a broader range of applications in the outdoor area space.
So with the addition of the 4,000 and 9,000 lumen fixture, that gives you further flexibility when it comes to try to dial in your lumen output with the Q setting, correct? So that opens up a broad range of trying to pinpoint what lumen output do I want for my project. Are you going to talk about the settings?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I will point out that the broad range of lumen packages is now from 4,000 lumens all the way up to 68,000 lumens on the OSQ on the larger output.
So for the 68,000 lumen OSQ, is that part of your high output family?
It is. It
gotcha.
That would go roll up into the high output family. And then as you mentioned, we also did add the ability to have adjustable output option on there, which commonly referred to as the Q and X settings, which you did refer to it as that. I was not surprised to hear that. Most people, most laymen in the industry don't refer to it as that. But internally at Cree, it's called our Q and X setting.
Yeah, or an FAO for those that are not familiar with the term, field adjustable output.
Correct.
Dial, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the adjustable output is obviously a dimming module in the luminaire with several preset dim levels. It's selectable without using tools. It allows for maximum flexibility after the fixtures are shipped. If requested as an X setting, that level is factory locked. So it's locked at the factory, cannot be adjusted in the field. And if it's requested as a Q setting, it can be adjusted to any of its setting in the field. But please note, the wattage label will match the factory setting. So there will be some discrepancy there if somebody does go in and open up the fixture and take a look.
And it's important that when you're talking about the Q setting, you're familiar with both options. I know that some may be working on a rebate project and they need to lock in a wattage, then the X setting would be the choice when it comes to trying to lock in a lumen output after it's shipped out to the field. And you may have somebody who says, you know, that's the lumen fixture might be a bit too bright. Can we trim that down a bit? Then the Q setting might be the ideal choice.
One of the other areas where we've made some improvements on the OSQ family is in photometric performance. I know that's hard to believe. We've always excelled in the outdoor area space with our photometric performance. Our outdoor area families have always been recognized for their ability to reach the far reaches of an application with less fixtures being required in the space. This continues with the relaunch of the OSQ family. Rotatable optics have been offered in the past on other fixtures such as the Area Edge, but are now a new feature on the OSQ. This provides more flexibility when designing a new application or upgrading an existing installation. It allows the designer to keep the distribution in the space required while manipulating the placement of the fixture head. So envision if you have an existing space where the heads are mounted at 180 degrees and you need to get a type 3 or a type 4 distribution pushed out into a parking spot or a parking lot, having the fixtures still mountable at 180 degrees and rotating those optics left or right would allow you to do that without changing the design intent of that space.
Yeah, I've taken full advantage of your rotatable optics, Rob. I'm a big fan of putting together a light steady with a very uniform light source. I could tell you that there's been times where I've been asked, I do have a retrofit project. This is coming off of HID lighting and the space is just overlit. I can't tell you how many times that's happened, but the fact that we're able to follow the IES recommended practice on foot candles, we always lead with that, number one. And the fact that you at Cree have a great application engineer team that will put together a light study in what, 3 to 5 business days at no cost is pretty key. So we take full advantage of that. And we've been able to cut back on the number of fixtures that were existing. Not only that, but the number, and then we would drop down on the wattage as well. And that's with the fact that your rotatable optics will play a hand in that. But then again, it's your the fact that with LED lighting, you're able to collect and control where you want that light. And I think your application team does a pretty good job of maximizing, you know, the optics, whether it be type 2 to type 5. Even from your frontline optics as well. So I think you folks have dialed that in.
So up until recently, 3-pin photocell receptacle was pretty standard, pretty acceptable in our industry. I would say with the advent of outdoor area controls, wireless controls, and requirements by utilities and municipalities to incorporate those controls in outdoor area lighting, we've really had to make some improvements in that area. One of the things we've done with the relaunch of the OSQ is we've made the 7-pin photocell receptacle standard on all models. And we're actually moving to make them standard on all of our outdoor area lighting. What this allows for is the easy implementation or integration, if you will, of smart nodes that are, you know, they're platform agnostic. The photocell receptacle really will accept any manufacturer smart node as long as it operates off of 0 to 10 volt protocol.
Yeah, that is key. I remember there was a time where that was an adder or a special, a 7-pin receptacle. But now the fact that it is standard, you are giving the end user the opportunity to future-proof their fixture and their project. So if budgets don't allow for a control system today, they could go ahead and use the 3-prong photocell once budget do open up and you're looking to invest in a control system. You remove that 3-prong photocell and you add that 5 or 7-pin node and that fixture is live and reporting back to a control system of some sort. So that is key. And I'm glad that that is a standard feature in an OSQ and I'm assuming it's all of your outdoor offering, Rob?
Yes, today okay. It is. So the Edge area lights, Noctura, roadway lighting, all of them are now accepting 7-pin photocell receptacles.
That's great. No, thank you for sharing that. And that is key, especially here in California, where we're very mindful of energy consumption and we want to continue that trend. So let me ask you a question. Where do you see Cree lighting in the next 5 to 10 years?
That's a really good question, David. I wish I had my crystal ball. No, I truly believe the next 5 to 10 years for Cree Lighting will be pretty dynamic. You know, we live in an exciting time in our industry, and really the only constant has been the change. I mean, we're seeing efficacy upgrades, new product launches, all kinds of exciting things happening, not only in our space, but in other manufacturer spaces. It's just a really time to be, really a great time to be in the lighting industry. I believe Cree Lighting is well positioned to not only keep up with the pace of change, but to lead as well. You know, we were acquired by Ideal Industries not too long ago. And with that acquisition, there's been a renewed focus on product innovation.
Yeah, so you folks did get acquired by Ideal Industries. And I hear that they do invest in a generational type of a business plan.
That's correct, David. Ideal Industries has been around for well over 100 years. They are a family-owned business, and there are family members still active on the board of Ideal Industries. And their, you know, their business plan isn't to invest or look for quarterly results. Yeah. They're looking for year over year, generation over generation. Their focus is to build businesses that stand the test of time and continue to innovate and will last for generations to come.
Now, that's important because you do have good-sized projects that want to make sure that that manufacturer is here today and here for the next generation. So thank you for that update. If there are two takeaways from today's podcast, I'd say think of Cree and its longstanding reliability in the marketplace. And if you're working on an outdoor project, I think the OSQ is the way to go. Whether it be a parking lot, a high mast application, take advantage of its versatile mounting options. You have a direct arm mount, you have an adjustable arm. They even make a wall mount plate. So if you want to keep the aesthetic of your project consistent and uniform, you're able to do that with the OSQ. And they recently added the utility mount, which does come with an SO cord. So that's pretty convenient for the installer. And last but not least, they do have a trunnion mount. So I think they got you covered with the OSQ. Well, Rob, thank you for joining us today. And I wish you all the best. This is David Martin with Western signing off. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the opportunity and the time.
We'll see you on the next one. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we hope that you found some value in today's podcast. Take care.